Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, April 5th, and this is Frankfurt Council 20 Secretary Brenda Uribe reporting. On Friday, we received notice from the National Mediation Board affirming AFA's petition for determination of single carrier status at United Airlines for the purpose of conducting a representation election. AFA filed our petition with the NNB in January because we are eager to get on with the business of representing all flight attendants at the new United and realizing the opportunity associated with this merger to the betterment of the combined flight attendant workforce. Remember, the establishment of all timelines is under the direct control of the NNB. However, we can expect the following sequence of events in the near future. Showing of interest. Over a 14-day period, both unions must submit their respective seniority list showing representation of at least 35% of the combined workforce. Election dates established. The next step is the NNB will set election dates and prepare ballots for the election. This typically takes 3 to 4 weeks. Representation election. Typical NNB balloting is open for a period of 4 to 5 weeks. It is important to remember from the time of the merger announcement, AFA has advocated to the NNB that they allow for a 6-week voting window to accommodate the mailed ballots time to reach our members based at international domicile locations or live outside the United States. Balloting instructions will be mailed on the date the election starts. Balloting will be conducted electronically by the NNB. Using this estimate of a timeline, we could be looking at an election that will determine our futures, concluding in June. From the moment United announced this merger, AFA has held a position that the merger offers an unprecedented opportunity for improvement for flight attendants. Through representation and negotiations, we fully intend to identify every opportunity possible to benefit our profession and our careers. By petitioning for a representation election, we're able to move on with the business of achieving improvements in our negotiations for a contract and advancing the goals of our flight attendant community. We are eager for the vote that will bring us together and make clear to management that flight attendants are unified. AFA is a strong voice for our profession. We are AFA. Together we can do better. Because we are a flight attendant union, AFA has a long history of established committees and the regular reports to the memberships from these committees. Two such committees are the Central Scheduling Committee and the Reserve Committee, both of whom make regular reports to United MEC, and these reports are made available on our website. Our Central Scheduling Committee meets every month with United Scheduling and actively participates in reviewing the IDs constructed for each domicile. Working together, we can address IDs that we see could be improved or problems identified by you in the operation that are then reported to us. Local schedule committees construct reserve schedules based on coverage parameters set by the company. By being involved in the scheduling process, AFA is able to actively engage in the process that involves the quality of flying and our schedules each month. Following our meetings each month with United Scheduling, Central Scheduling Committee monitors various aspects of the operation to ensure compliance with the contract. Central Scheduling Committee compiles information and reports on the following topics: our lines of flying, ID construction, reserve lines, transfers, 30-day ANP award, contract compliance information, timeline information for building the monthly schedule, international flying distribution, monthly international flying summary, monthly flying by language position, monthly line averages, line review, reserve line flying, and contract compliance. These reports are available in the secure, non-public area of the website on a monthly basis and available to our membership. AFA has also a dedicated reserve committee to focus on the quality of flying and work life for flight attendants on reserve. The reserve committee focuses on reserve lines of flying as well as monitoring the reserve assignment process and ensuring contract compliance in the operation. Over the years, AFA has maintained a special focus on our reserve. AFA has developed the Reserve Survival Guide, which is a quick reference document to provide clarification to the most common situations a reserve flight attendant may experience. Section 10 of our contract contains a great deal of language that specifies rest and assignment procedures specifically for reserves, an important type of work that the majority of flight attendants will find themselves doing at one time or another in their career. Because life on reserve is by nature unscheduled and subject to change, it is imperative that we have clear language that protects our reassignment procedures and ensures a well-deserved rest. By focusing on the well-being and quality of life of our reserves, the reserve committee schedule serves a vital function within the scheduling area of our AFA structure. Long before the merger between United and Continental was announced, AFA has had a reserve committee in place for years. And through our negotiations, surveys, discussions through the fan network, our town hall meetings, and conversations between flight attendants and their local council leadership, we have heard from many of you about the specific improvements you believe are needed within our reserve system. With our proposal to management, AFA is advocating for many improvements in our reserve lives. In last week's fan newsletter, we outlined many of these improvements we are seeking for our reserves, including a 90-hour monthly guarantee for those on reserves, additional days off, increased reserve override, a single pay scale, ability to trade RDO reserve assignments, earlier assignment of trips for better quality of life, maximum conversions to both ready and or standby reserve to 3 per month. Our MEC Reserve Committee also publishes reports on our website that addresses reserve-specific issues. The reports include outlines on regular monthly meetings AFA has with United Scheduling and Management to address issues reported by you as well. AFA and United Scheduling and Management to address issues reported by you as well as those areas we see need improvement. Together, the Central Scheduling and Reserve Committee provide a foundation of improvement in the scheduling process. We are actively engaged from the start and work together to resolve problems for the betterment of flight attendants' work lives. All 24 AFA committees are long established and nothing new. There is no coming soon or catch-up work to do. We've got the experience under our belts from years and often decades ago. We have a long-standing history of experience to continue to build upon for improvements in one of the most critical aspects of our career. Our next regularly scheduled Spring Master Executive Council meeting is just around the corner in Las Vegas, April 7th through the 10th. These meetings will be held in tandem with the annual AFA Board of Director meetings, April 11th through 13th, also in Las Vegas. Hopefully you've taken advantage of attending our local council meetings to be informed of the business taking place at this year's meetings. All members in good standing are welcome to attend the MEC meeting in Las Vegas. Information and details, including time and location, are available on our website. For our members based in Las Vegas and any Continental flight attendant visiting or living in the area, a special Your AFA meeting will take place in conjunction with the MEC and BOD meetings. The meeting will take place at the Bally's Hotel on Saturday, April 9th, and run from 1400 to 1700. This will give interested flight attendants the opportunity to come out and interact with AFA leaders and will provide those same AFA leaders the opportunity to share more information with you about the benefits of AFA membership and the answer up questions. In addition, we will provide information to you about the upcoming election and reaffirm AFA as a right choice in the election for flight attendants. Beginning in Washington, D.C. on April 18th, your AFA meetings will continue until we've spanned the system. Included in April will be stops in Chicago, Houston, Newark, Denver, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. More meetings will be scheduled soon for Boston, Cleveland, Frankfurt, Guam, Hong Kong, Honolulu, JFK, Las Vegas, London, Narita, and Seattle. In addition, we'll be holding a live webcast on May the 4th for flight attendants anywhere in the world and around the system to ask questions and learn more about AFA. Meeting times and locations for the MEC, BOD, and your AFA meetings are all available on our website. As the additional your AFA meetings are scheduled, we'll update you with those times and location. The Association of Flight Attendants is our union. It's a union of, by, and for flight attendants. We look forward to meeting you on the road. The company is requiring all flight attendants to complete a mandatory e-learning revision 6 that will support the information that is part of the April revision. All flight attendants must complete the mandatory e-learning by 2359 on April 28th in order to be compliant and maintain flying qualifications. Based on the completion due date for this e-learning, flight attendants attending RET 2011 for the period of April 15th through April 28th, the mandatory e-learning is not a prerequisite for admission to RET. However, beginning April 29th and beyond, this e-learning module will be a prerequisite for all flight attendants attending RET 2011, as well as for all flight attendants to maintain compliant with the FAA. Being a union of flight attendants for flight attendants, we take care of each other. That's what we do. Because of flight attendants' generosity, we have been able to assist our flying partners in Narita with funds from the AFA Disaster Relief Fund. We thank all of you who have been able to assist. We understand that there are still some applications on file in Narita, and we encourage any of our members who are able to still contribute to the AFA Disaster Relief Fund to visit our website and contribute. Remember, 100% of your donations will go directly to impacted flight attendants in the form of cash assistance. Again, we thank you for your continued generosity towards our flying partners in Narita, and we ask that you keep them in your thoughts. Just a reminder that open enrollment for AFLAC closes on April the 8th. Please visit our website to find out more information and to enroll. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as you stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.